Hey, Rafer.
Hey, Kristen.
Have you ever been in a situation where you thought maybe everybody was in total agreement with you? You're sitting around, maybe you're telling a story to friends, and you're like, ha, 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 isn't that hilarious? And or, hilarious! Oh, that's rich! That's so good! Oh. And then you look around, and nobody around you seems to care, and they are in, they just don't care.
Sure.
Has that ever happened to you?
Probably more times I'd like to admit, but yeah, sure, I think so.
Well, that happens to me a lot.
Okay.
It does. But in particular, this happened to me recently.
Okay.
And it was at the screening for Bad Teacher.
All right.
Bad Teacher. We were just there the other night. Do you remember this?
Yes, I do. I remember it quite vividly, in fact.
Do you remember the moments of complete silence in the giant stadium auditorium?
Yes.
Where there was that person cackling and cackling and hitting her knee.
Ah,
going,
that was you.
That was me.
That was you making the ringing knee slapping sound.
Oh my God. No, she didn't. That was me in the back just yelling and yelling.
So am I to understand that you liked this movie?
I didn't just like it, Rafer.
Oh,
I
no.
loved it.
Oh no.
I loved Bad Teacher. I loved it, but I think I might be the only one.
I think you might too, Kristen.
Oh,
I think you might be the only one.
All right. Well, let's go into this deeper in just a second, but let's introduce ourselves first. This is Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date.
All right, Rafer, Bad Teacher.
Kristen.
Me by myself cheering, slapping my knee. I was shaking my head knowingly. I was nodding with agreement.
Wow.
I was covering my face and cringing. I was loving it all.
Okay.
I loved every minute of it. Rafer, the look on your face right now, these are moments where I kind of wish we were a TV show rather than a radio.
Oh, Kristen.
Oh,
okay.
God, I loved it.
All right,
All right, go ahead.
Before we even get into that, before we even address this problem, here's what I think we should
like to call it an opportunity.
An opportunity. You sound like a teacher. All right, we should tell people a little bit about what the film is about. If you can't guess from the title, Cameron Diaz plays Elizabeth Halsey. She's a bad, in fact, a lousy teacher.
Mm-hmm.
The movie starts off with her quitting her job at JAMS, John Adams Middle School,
mm-hmm.
and going home to her rich husband, whom she's basically snookered, and the husband is now dawning on him that she just wants him
for
his money, and so he kicks her out, forcing her to go back into teaching. And the whole, most of the film is about her trying to figure out various ways of scraping up enough money to get a boob job, which she thinks will help her land another wealthy whale somewhere down the line.
Yeah, she's nothing but a gold digger.
Yeah, she's a complete gold digger.
Just like that Kanye says.
Just like Kanye says. And she finds her next mark in Justin Timberlake's character. He's this kind of nebbishy nerd, but he comes from family money. And even though he's kind of a drip, she sets her sights on him. That's basically the story, wouldn't you say?
That's basically it.
Okay,
yeah, she's a lousy teacher. She drinks. She smokes the marijuana.
Right, smokes the marijuana in the car, in the parking lot.
At school.
At school.
She drinks while in class. She only shows the students movies for the first semester. Movies that have teachers in them, mind you.
Yeah, right, until she gets... Right, that's right. Including Scream 3, I think it was.
All the movies have teachers in them.
Right.
Stand and Deliver.
Right.
That movie with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yes, right. That's right. Was that Dangerous Minds?
Or yes.
Yes, right. Okay, right. Right. So, yeah. And then, of course, there's a point where she realizes that if her students perform well, she's up for a cash bonus. And so all of a sudden she becomes the Edward James Olmos teacher, where she's whipping all her students into shape and, you know, cracking the whip.
I'm just laughing and smiling hearing you talk about it.
That your reaction is much funnier than the movie to me. Okay,
tell me
what it was that you liked about this movie.
I loved the cursing.
Lots of cursing.
I loved the meanness.
Okay.
I love teachers actually revealing how awful teaching can be as someone who has taught.
Ah, okay.
I hope this doesn't take away my credential so I can never teach again. But sometimes it's fun just to hear people bitch about teaching.
Sure.
And about how hard it is.
Yeah.
And about the petty issues with the kids. And, you know, everyone's issues are important.
Yes.
I don't mean to make it sound like, no, kids, if you're going through a tough time, talk to that guidance counselor. But that being said, being a teacher is hard, too.
Yeah, no, of course. Of course it is.
And some of the personalities in teaching are just as awful as the personalities you'll see in this movie, I think.
Right.
There's one played by Lucy Punch, is that
Lucy Punch, that's right, from Dinner for Schmucks and from the Woody Allen movie You'll Need a Tall, Dark Stranger. Yeah.
And she's just fantastic as that irritating, overachieving teacher who dresses up in costumes and
right.
really has to give her all just because we really care about these kids.
Right.
Let's do this thing. She's
right.
She's that person. And she's hilarious. She's just awful.
Yeah.
She's just, oh. And Justin Timberlake. She's great. Justin Timberlake in this. You didn't think Justin Timberlake was funny?
Well, I mean, here's, okay, to me.
What about when he sings Simpatico?
Oh, see, that I did not think was that funny.
He writes a song.
Yes, he writes a song for the Lucy Punch character, whose name happens to be Amy Squirrel.
Amy Squirrel,
and
social
does,
studies.
Right, and he writes a song for her and sings it with the all-teacher cover band, which is Period 5.
so funny.
And they perform Rockabye, which I did think was funny, right? I can't remember who does that hideous, hideous song, but they perform Rockabye, which I thought was a good one. Here's the problem. I thought the film was so hell-bent on getting an R rating, and I think they were really overcompensating. I think they were trying to say, okay, we got to go for an R rating and make this comedy really edgy. Plus, we have a woman in the role, so let's not pull any punches, right? Let's not make her be ladylike. Let's make sure that we give her as much opportunity as a man would to be bad, you know, to be the bad Santa, to be the, you know, whoever, the bad lieutenant or whatever. Let's make sure that she's really bad. And I have to say, to me, the movie and the character both just tipped over into unlikability. And I really feel the main problem to me with the movie is that Cameron Diaz, her character just isn't very likable. She's a bad person. Not
What's so bad about that?
She's not the lovable
Santa
rogue.
Is awesome.
She's just a crappy person.
So is Bad Santa, but wasn't Bad Santa fantastic?
No, but Bad Santa was not a bad person. Bad Santa, here's the thing. Bad Santa, Billy Bob Thornton, right? He's an alcoholic. He's a wreck. He's a thief. But for the most part, and I think this is the case with these kinds of movies, with the lovable rogue movie. The guy at the center of the movie is, for the most part, mostly hurting himself. And then, of course, he realizes that by hurting himself, he can also hurt others. And that if he takes care of other people, does something nice for another person, then that in turn will show him that he should be taking care of himself. Not to get all Oprah on you, but there's usually a message in these
movies.
There's
nothing wrong with being Oprah-like. Not here,
all right.
With Kristen Meinzer here.
Okay, good.
No.
I'm so glad I can let my hair down this way. But I feel like in this movie, there's really no redemption in this movie at all. She never
that
really
so
changes.
That is so not true. First of all, I didn't figure you, Rafer, for someone who needed that Oprah center in the movie.
I do. I need a soft center in these kinds of movies.
But there actually is that. But I feel happy that they didn't tip into it too much, because sometimes I think with female characters the issue is, oh, we have to make sure that they seem lovable and sweet underneath it all. And in this one, they didn't make her lovable and sweet underneath it all, but they gave her a core of decency where she actually does want kids to be okay in the end.
I actually don't think that's true. I think.
What
she,
about the bra scene?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's a sort of.
Tough love to some of these kids.
There is
a realization that maybe she was an awful person at one point. Maybe she was that superficial pretty girl who wouldn't talk to boys for dumb reasons.
So you think it comes during that one scene where she's sitting the kid
scenes,
down
but,
and.
But I'm not going to be a spoiler for our listeners.
No, I don't. And I don't mean to spoil anything either. But if I mean. The scene you're talking about is so fleeting and so inconsequential that doesn't count. That doesn't clear the bar to me for a redemption scene. And I feel like after all of the things she's done, I mean, she really has just. I mean, she's been lying, cheating, stealing, hurting other people. She's manipulative. She's greedy. Really, the word is that she's grasping, which I think is a really unattractive character trait, especially I think for some reason in a woman. Maybe that's a double
that's
standard on my part.
That's what I think
part,
that your issue is that she's a woman, because I really don't think she's that different from Bad Santa or Bad News Bears.
Yeah, I mean,
did you like Bad News Bears?
I did like Bad News Bears, but again, he's not, you know, Walter Matthau. I'm thinking of the original, not the Billy Bob Thornton one. But
oh my gosh, he is in all of them.
Yeah, I know. Well, Billy Bob Thornton's very good at playing that. Yeah, yeah, he's good. He's good at being bad. Again, that Walter Matthau character in the original Bad News Bears is just kind of a wreck. He's a wreck and a slob and a grouch. He's not a manipulative sociopath the way that Cameron Diaz's character is. And by the end, I just felt like, you know, and I don't think I'm spoiling anything by saying that, you know, Jason Segel, who plays the kind gym teacher, it's pretty clear those two are going to have some kind of rapport. But you never understand it's really unclear what he's seeing in her. Like what?
Because he's got an obnoxious side too. He berates students, especially
at the
school dance.
He's very funny.
You're okay with the way he berates students, but not with the way she berates students.
Well, it's funny when Jason Segel's doing it. There's a great one where he's having that argument with a little kid about basketball.
LeBron James.
And the kid is saying, is that your only argument? And Jason Segel is actually screaming at the top of his lungs, that's the only argument I need. And it's funny when they're doing that because he's treating the kid as an equal, right? He's treating the kid as his drunk buddy across the bar. That to me is amusing. Cameron Diaz is just being kind of...
You just think she's
abusive.
Hateful. And
she is. I think that's the problem.
A gold digging, abusive, hateful woman.
I have to agree.
Only out for herself.
I have to agree. Yeah, yeah. She seems really unlikable to me.
I'm gonna play the gender card. I just think that you would have been fine if it was Billy Bob Thornton playing that role, though.
I don't. I thought about this because I was writing my review for it, and I kept asking myself. I mean, you know, after all, you know, it was okay for the guys in The Hangover to do all the, you know, stuff that they're doing, which is far worse than the things that she's doing, and that. The original Hangover, at least, I thought was funny, and I did like Bad Santa. I did like Bad News Bears. I wondered if I had a double standard, but I don't think it's just – I mean, granted, I'm a guy, and often when you see a woman sexually manipulating a guy on screen, it's a little difficult, and it's tough for you to laugh at when you're a guy, I think. But aside from that –
Welcome to the ladies' side of things.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? This movie, for some reason, I just – again, because I think her character is just so – manipulative and so narcissistic and so unrepentant. There was nothing about it that seemed funny.
Let's go back to the awkward sex again.
Okay.
I think maybe that's more what your issue is. Maybe you don't like how a man is being shown to be, because I have to say, listeners, this film shows awkward sex, a specific version of awkward sex.
Yes.
That I have never seen on screen before.
Yes.
It's a specific version of awkward sex that is so, so cringeworthy and awesome.
True.
That it's hard for me not to just, like, roll on the ground and laugh for a while thinking about it.
Even the scene you're talking about, I don't want to spoil anything, and I'm not even sure how much I can say on a family-friendly podcast. But I mean, the scene ends with a particular shot that I just felt like I just don't need to see that. And also I thought, like, there's not even a joke built into this shot. It's just a shot of something that I didn't need to see.
That's so good.
There you are, cackling over there, guffawing, Kristen.
Doing this snort laugh. It's so good.
Oh man,
it's so good.
I have to say, this opinion of yours is a shocker to me. It's shocking to me.
What?
I was positive that you would think this was a terrible film.
Oh come on!
I was.
What? Why would I not love this? What is not to love about this? I want to see more movies like this.
You do.
I want to see more movies where the bad influence gets to be a woman.
Yeah, I mean,
because
again,
I was just thinking about it. Role models, Bad Santa, Three Men and a Baby, even. Like, it's always
it's
always the men who get to be the bad influences. And let's face it, in real life, that's not true.
Well,
there are plenty of bad influences who are females in real life. Let's get more of them on screen and applaud them for what they're doing for our society. Yes.
All right. Well, you know, I mean, hey, if it involves you know, more of the car washes that Cameron Diaz does in the film, that's not a bad thing.
Oh, come on. Now you are being the man.
I had to throw that out there.
So I think our conclusion is that yes for a movie date or a no for a movie date. Is this a good date or a bad date?
I'm gonna say, well, you know, I would say no, but I mean, here
you're saying it's a bad date.
You're the girl, and here you are laughing hilariously.
I'm saying it's one of the best dates I've ever been on.
All right, there you go.
Did you know that you can follow Movie Date on Twitter and Facebook? You can also give us feedback on the podcast and tell us what movies you want us to see next.
Log on to themoviedate.org to find out more. And thanks so much for listening.